Next, we'll report on some of the Central American children who have entered the U.S. illegally this year. Since January, more than 30,000 have been placed with family and friends in the U.S. They're awaiting immigration hearings. And many say they are also absorbing the trauma of violence in their home countries. NPR's Pam Fessler reports on the effort to help.
Mary Center is a nonprofit agency that's been helping immigrants in the Washington, D.C. area for years. Until recently, they might see 5 to 7 newly arrived children each month. Now they're seeing that many every day.
Yo tengo 16.
And many, like 16-year-old Jose, come with horrific tales, which social service providers say will require serious counseling.
Es un viaje peligroso porque viene arriesgando uno que lo secuestren en ese camino o lo maten también, pues.
Jose says he feared throughout his 2-month trip to the U.S. that he would be killed or kidnapped by gangs. His Aunt Marta, who lives in Maryland, says it was worth the risk, though, to get him away from the gangs back home. She says the family's been terrorized for years.
Para mí fue tan duro que me llamaran el 8 de septiembre diciendo que ella la había matado.
She says 2 years ago, Jose's father and his mother, who was 5 months pregnant at the time, were murdered for refusing to cooperate with local drug traffickers. One reason we've agreed not to use their full names or to identify which of 3 troubled Central American countries Jose is from: El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Jose's 3 younger siblings remain in his village living on their own.
Donde nosotros vivimos no hay leyes. Allá no existe policía, no existe nada.
Marta says there are no laws in her country, that the police only come when the bodies are being buried. So the family pulled together $4,000 to get Jose out before it was too late. He says he gave himself up at the Texas border and spent 8 days at a detention center where it was dark and cold. Now the teen sits at Mary Center in Prince George's County, Maryland, wearing black and white Converse sneakers, khaki shorts, and a T-shirt that has pictures of surfboards on it and the word Santa Cruz, California.
Yo me siento tranquilo aquí, pero a la misma vez porque siento incómodo porque mis hermanos están solos allá abajo.
Jose says he feels safe now, but he's worried about his siblings back home. His sister is 15. His brothers are 11 and 7. Maria Gomez, who runs Mary's Center, says stories like Jose's are not uncommon.
So far, almost every single one of the kids that we've gotten has been through some horrendous trauma.
She says many of the children have been physically or sexually abused at home or along the way here. She says one 11-year-old girl was raped by the men her family paid to bring her to the U.S., and now she's pregnant.
One of the many who's like, can't even talk anymore. Can't even talk. She has no idea what it all means, but she now is carrying this baby. And the tragedy of it all is that the parents are so overwhelmed because they left her back home when she was an infant. And now they don't know how to handle it now, so she's being blamed for getting pregnant.
Other agencies say they're seeing similar cases, children with layer upon layer of problems that will need to be dealt with soon. Groups like Mary Center have been meeting with state and local agencies trying to figure out who can do what and how they can work together, although they're somewhat hampered because the federal government can't tell them how many more children will arrive and when.
I think the biggest concern I would have is our capacity, because our programs are already filled.
Tom Haar is CEO of Family Services, a nonprofit agency in Montgomery County, Maryland. So far, more than 2,200 unaccompanied children have been placed in Maryland homes. Haar says it will be a challenge getting them the help they need.
Some programs you can't provide services if people are undocumented. Mental health is a tough one.
And that is expected to be one of the kids' biggest needs. Delirious Amaya is a youth and family counselor with Family Services. She's already working with newly arrived immigrant children at a local high school. She says many of them are angry and confused, especially if they've rejoined parents who fled their countries years ago.
They haven't met mom, like in 10 years. So that's a complete, you know, stranger to them. I have had cases that my clients didn't have a clue that mom was pregnant or that mom had another, you know, child. And when they come here, you know, surprise, you have another sibling.
On top of all the other stresses of being in a new country and not knowing if they'll be sent back home, Maria Gomez of Mary Center says her biggest fear is that these kids will become prey to U.S. gangs like those they were trying to flee.
Porque aún no tenemos un abogado y la salud que uno necesita no tienen seguro médico.
For now, Jose's Aunt Marta is more worried about finding him a lawyer and health care. She also plans to enroll him in high school, although back home, Jose stopped going to school in third grade. That's a challenge for another day. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.